Hey there, it's Coach Kyle here, and Summer Special is finally back. We're so excited to bring that to you. And what that is our amazing coaching program that's dedicated to get you ready for summer, but also stay ready for summer. So we help you with your nutrition, your macros, your calories, like every single part of that. Your workouts are fully done for you based off of your situation, what you're struggling with, what you have access to, and then of course, unlimited accountability. So we can't wait to help you. All you have to do is send us a message with the keyword Summer Special to our Instagram, which is Colossus Fit, ColossusFit. These spots will go quick. Every single time we've ever done a Summer Special, it has been amazing the results we've gotten, and we can't wait to help you out. So we'll see you in our DMs. Message us now.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to the Fit, Healthy, and Most of All Happy podcast. I'm your coach and host, Josh, here with
his co-host and co-coach, KG, and I'm in the hizzy.
And this is Motivation Monday, so it is time to get fired up, inspired, motivated, and just excited for an incredible week to come and to help you become better, fitter, healthier, and happier, most importantly. If you're new around here, we like to start off with our quotes because we believe they're really bite-sized versions of wisdom where you can learn so much from one thing. And these are quotes we've been really just thinking through and thinking on that we like to share and kind of relate into our own journey. We like to share what's going on for us. We like to shout out a client, and then we like to answer your questions. So it used to be Mailbox Monday. That was the original name of this. If you've been around a while, you know, and shout out to you. If you're new here, that's totally okay too. But we're also here to answer all of your questions, and we have some phenomenal questions today. Like Kyle said in the intro there, summer is only 70 days away. So it is time to get after it. It is time to make a count. And we're really excited to jump into this episode. And I think I'm going to lead it with my quote because I heard this quote and I'm like, ooh, I got to write this down. So my quote was, losers fail once and quit. The winner fails 1,000 times, but just keeps getting up. Learn to embrace failure. And I thought it was just incredibly, incredibly true because I know a lot of people who have tried the gym who said, I felt uncomfortable in there. I looked silly. I wasn't strong. I tried dieting. I failed my diet. Like, if you're someone who quits after one go, you're not going to get very far, but you can't beat the person who never quits, who never stops. If you're always learning, you're always improving, you're always trying new things, that is truly how you cannot fail and how you become unstoppable. So just because you had a bad experience perhaps with fitness or dieting or getting to a certain goal, embrace that. Don't be scared of it. I think there's just too much of a preconceived notion that failure is so inherently bad. And I've been trying to restructure my mind too, because I hate failing as much as the next person. It's the worst, embarrassing. You feel like you'll never come past it. But even looking back in my personal journey, there's so many things I failed with that I overcame and it made me stronger. And even now I'm trying to say, okay, where can I fail more often? How can I get more comfortable with it? And the people that do really, really well in life and fitness and health and business and relationship, whatever it is, are people that are very comfortable failing. So I wanted to challenge you with that. So once again, a loser is only someone who fails once and quits, whereas a winner fails 1,000 times, but just keeps getting up. Embrace failure.
I really like that, and even kind of got me thinking about sports teams, like the teams that fail, the teams that lose. A lot of times they're going to go back to the dressing room, get a new game plan going, figure out and address all the weaknesses. When they have practice, they're also going to do the exact same thing. And even past that, it actually got me thinking about how the winners will also do that. So even a hockey team, let's say, I love hockey. Played it growing up, started skating around 3. That's actually how Josh and I met, fun fact. And we've been going to a few games here and there, so it's just kind of on the top of my head, especially when we're in Florida. But even the winners, when they are consistently winning, they'll still address those weaknesses. They'll still look for those things. Okay, we got destroyed on the power play. How can we fix this? Okay, our goalie, you know, what can we do here to make him even better? They'll always be looking for those things. So I think that's a really cool concept of just like constantly thinking of how you can get better, whether you're losing or even when you're winning, and applying that to fitness. And even if you're crushing it on your diet, your workouts are great. Once you kind of get complacent, you're like, okay, well, I'm still winning. I'm still doing well here. That's when sometimes things get tough and you still have to be thinking, how can I even do better? And that's how the winners will always stay winning. So random side thought there. I guess I'll jump into my quote here, which is, if the version of you from 5 years ago could see you right now, they'd be so proud. Keep going. So I think we're obviously very focused on the future, which and the present, which we always talk about. And I do think that it is absolutely incredible. But I think sometimes we can be very hard on ourselves because we still aren't where we want to be, which is totally understandable. You know, I'm always setting bigger goals, just wanting more. And I think that's just kind of a natural way of life, especially if you're competitive, if you're driven, totally fair. But I think it is important to take a step back and think, okay, you know, 5 years ago, Kyle, where was I? How, like imagining that Kyle thinking of like where I'm at now, like with the amazing podcast we have, you know, our amazing client base, like transformations that have taken place, like I would be very, very happy, right? So I think a fun little thing you can do is just think of yourself many years ago, how proud you'd be to be in that current spot, because I think it just puts a different perspective into your mind of just like, wow, I'm actually like grateful to be here, versus just like kind of thinking, you know, of just not being grateful. So I thought that was interesting. If the version of you from 5 years ago could see you right now, they'd be so proud. Keep going.
Yeah, it's really easy to get really focused in the micro, the here and now, the immediate future. And even from the newsletter we subscribed to for that Chris Williamson guy, he mentioned the fallacy that in future, there'll be a point in life where you've made it and you're delaying living now to live in the future. So a good fitness example is once I lose 20 pounds and my body looks a certain way and I have a six pack, then I'm going to be happy. Then everyone's going to love me. I'm going to have more friends. My days are going to be good. Like you're rushing to get to that point, but there is never a point where you've officially made it or where everything's come together. It's a constant journey. And the more you can learn to embrace that journey, the better it will be. And I'm sure even looking back at some of your fondest memories over 5 years, they'd be the most random things and they'd be just parts of the whole. And there's probably also big goals you've set that you have achieved and you've realized, this is awesome, but the goal was more fun than the destination. So I think that's a great way of looking at it. And I think that's incredibly well said. And I heard a good analogy to that. Like if you're going on a vacation, you don't wait to have fun until you're on the vacation. A big part of that joy of the vacation is the journey there, like into the airport, traveling, finding where you're going in your hotel, finding the places you like to be. Like, so the more you can embrace that component of your journey, and even if you have a lot of steps to get where you want to be or to see the progress you want, the more you can enjoy those, be present, the day-to-day, all that good stuff we're always talking about, that does indeed go such a long way. But I think that's a great transition into our thoughts this week and what has us excited or intrigued. And I know Kyle has some incredible things here, so I'm going to let him take it away.
So last week I was talking about how, you know, we have to sometimes face, hey, if there's something that's kind of not going right in our life, like how can I address this? And you actually have to like make that change. But what I've really been thinking about on that topic of just the fact that I've been thinking that the data doesn't lie. So what I mean by this is there's definitely been a lot of things in my life. Like sometimes people will look and be like, oh, like you have a good sleep routine, you know, you don't miss a workout. Like they'll kind of see like the outside perspective, but they don't see the years where I feel like I could have done better and I had to actually spend time getting better. And I'll use sleep as an example. Like back when I remember Josh and I used to meet up and he would always be like, what's wrong with you, bro? Like, and I had a Fitbit at the time and that Fitbit would tell me like how poor my sleep was. Like I would go to bed well after midnight, like sometimes 1 a.m., like whatever it was, but I would still always be an early bird and I would still get up around 5 something. And I was just like killing myself. Like it just was not optimal. I don't know what was going on there. I just had a weird routine and I had to pay attention to the data. Like the data didn't lie when it said this many hours sleep, you know, just this much REM sleep. Like, of course those things aren't always perfect, but seeing that can 100% push you into the right direction. Now, using different things such as budgeting, such as even alcoholic drinks, like there would be so many different things that I would want to be better at. And all I would do is just take a notepad and keep track for 1 week. And then I would do it for another week and just turn it into something where I don't even have to think about it. And I know a lot of times people don't want to face that, such as how much you're spending on pointless stuff. But if you kept track of something like that for a certain amount of time, you may be blown away. And even myself having reevaluated just the whole TD My Spend, like here we have this app and Josh, you know, told me to download it because, you know, we just wanted to see what's going on there just as a little challenge. And I was like, holy, like I didn't realize this. And even for others who struggle with drinking, you may not realize how much is being consumed because you're turning a blind eye until you keep track in a notepad. Okay, one drink here, you know, there's three here. Like things do add up. So all I'm trying to say is if you are struggling with something, call yourself out. You know, we use our spreadsheets for a reason. Like if you don't get any steps in and you have to put into the spreadsheet every time, 3,000 steps, 3,500, you're going to realize, right? So data does not lie. Call yourself out. I'm saying this because I care and I want every person to have the greatest habits that's going to help you in so many different ways. And I just want to pop off because it's something I'm passionate about.
Yeah, what gets tracked gets managed. The more you can just focus on like what's holding you back and really have that data present, the more you can analyze it. And it's really important to you track really honestly. That's something I've really been working on too, is to just make sure that data is the best it can be at the right time. And even today, our friend was logging his food. He said, I forgot to track from the day previous. And I said, well, I'm happy you're tracking, but the issue with doing it the next day in terms of nutrition is you can really make those numbers whatever you want them to be. You can misremember them. You can forget things. You can say, that pizza slice wasn't that big, and you can downlog it and you can kind of make it fit. Whereas when you do things in advance, it's a much harsher, truer look at it before you eat it. You can't take it out. And those numbers are going to be more just positive reflections of that result. And I think that's a good thing to focus on. And just the same too, sometimes it's hard to track these things and say, okay, like how much am I drinking this week? And to kind of get that number to say, what's my sleep like? And I know for some people, tracking things can stress them out, and it's not something you have to do for the rest of your life, especially if you are someone who struggles with that, but you should do it for a period of time to get that result, start creating action to make a change, and then develop and push forward from that. And that is definitely something I would highly, highly recommend. But I believe that's it for the thoughts. I can't say I have anything past that, but we have a really exciting client shout out this week. So who is it?
So this week, I mentioned her before, but we have my twin sister who joined the program. She reached out and really just started to take action right away, which is awesome. So she is 30 pounds down, which is absolutely incredible, coaching with Coach Lauren, and just fully dialed in. Just I love to see it. And yeah, I mean, honestly, you can see, if you're watching on YouTube, you can see her tips. Head over to Instagram. Like always, every Monday we share the transformation, the testimonial video. We just say, hey, share your experience so far, as well as some top tips. But I'm just really proud. Like, honestly, whether it's my sister, whether it's my, you know, friends, or just any of you awesome listeners, like, I just love seeing someone come in here, no matter what, and just fully giving it their all and just being a completely different person. And obviously, I see it a little bit more from someone that I grew up with for many, many years, and just seeing like the transformation from that. But I just truly believe anybody has what it takes, and we do have the right framework. And as long as you're willing to put your best foot forward, to listen, to, you know, do the more uncomfortable things, like, even she obviously has a bunch of her tips, but like one thing I did notice was just like doing the more uncommon, uncomfortable thing, like, has really, really helped out. And I think that's where a lot of people struggle, is they will start a program, maybe they'll download something for free, they say, oh, I'm gonna do 75 hard, or just do something that isn't exactly like this, where there's full-on accountability, but they don't make that full lifestyle change, and they just end up kind of doing similar stuff but trying to do it to a lesser degree, which doesn't really, like, you just have to sometimes be a completely different person. You have to cut out all this, you have to say no to that stuff, and you'll get to a point where you just are so happy with where you're at. Your confidence is so much better. Anyways, I could talk about this for days because I'm really excited. But once again, it's not too late to get confident for summer, to be able to wear whatever it is and to fit into anything and just feel your absolute best. All you have to do is message us, Summer Special. We will take care of you, and we can't wait for you to be our next success story.
Yeah, huge shout out to Ashley. Seeing that change is incredible, and you can definitely check out that transformation on our page. Like Kyle said, there's just a lot of value to be had there, and why can't you be next? With summer coming away, this is the year we want you to get those results. We want you to craft that new identity and reach your potential of what you know you're capable of. And the great news is we're going to do all the hard work for you, so you don't need to worry about any of that. You're going to be on the best routine, the best nutritional plan, you're going to have the best accountability and support, and you're going to have our guaranteed coaching behind you. So once again, hit us up on Instagram with the keyword Summer Special. We're happy to bring that back, and we're excited to get you an insane transformation. Now we're going to jump into the mailbag, and we got some incredible questions. So the first one we have this week, our thoughts on meal plans. I've heard about some coaches giving them where other coaches do macro coaching. Would love to hear your thoughts as coaches.
So a really good question, and I'm going to start off with a story. I just remember back in high school, there was a buddy who hired this like juiced out bodybuilder. The guy, you know, was super jacked, but he hired him and essentially got him to give him, you know, whatever he offered. I think it was $99 for like 3 months. It was like crazy. But all he had him do was chicken, broccoli, and rice, 6 meals a day, and he did lose a lot of weight in the time being. But I remember him sending a text to, you know, his coach saying, hey man, I'm going out to meal, can I do this? And it was really tough. And when he did stop this, he put a lot of weight back on, because he went back to normal habits, because he went back to regular routine, and it just wasn't sustainable. So I'm bringing that story up because a lot of times people think a meal plan is what's going to solve their problem. And it 100% can help you lose weight for a certain amount of time. So you're going to be eating less calories, you're going to be cutting out more junk food, and you're going to lose weight. Like, there's just no way around it. Now, where it gets tough is a lot of people don't think of the long-term kind of effects. And once again, I'm not trying to push anyone away from it, but we just really believe in more flexibility, in having a social life, in being able to control other things such as the calorie intake, the protein, the fiber, the stuff that's going to make the biggest difference. And to me, that's going to be more sustainable and allow for more flexibility. And even thinking of my sister, for example, like, she has done such a great job of losing this weight while being able to navigate a social life, you know, coming to Florida, traveling with us, like saying no to some things, but yes to some things. And that's what truly, to me, leads to a sustainable transformation. Whereas the people who kind of are told, hey, just follow this and you'll be good, it makes it so much more challenging to succeed for longer than 1 to 2 weeks, if that. And I loved how Josh had a point recently where he said, you know, there's just so many different preferences. Like, if someone put on a meal plan for him, fish, he hates fish, right? And there's a lot of things to work around. There's a lot of things I hate. It just, to me, it's not worth it. Once again, if you want something for a week or two, like, you can do it. But if you're looking for something more long-term, macro coaching, hitting your protein, allowing for flexibility, allowing to fit in a cookie if you want to, like, that's what's going to lead to long-term success as long as you stick with it and stay within your calorie range.
I think that was an incredible response there, and Kyle knocked that out of the park. And this is something we've been really passionate about. And I'm a big believer that any diet that is a short-term solution will only lead to short-term results. And that's why we focus on macro coaching. So we actually set you with your macronutrients you need specifically to see results for you. And the benefit here is this allows you to have flexibility towards your lifestyle. Meal plans do work fantastic. They're absolutely incredible when you stick to them rigidly. The problem is when you come off of it, you have no conception of what to eat. You don't understand macro breakdown. You don't understand how food affects you. And the second you deviate from it, you want to deviate from it hard, and it creates binging behavior. Whereas we focus on an 80-20 approach, so you can have 80% healthy whole foods, 20% really fun foods. And this gives you the flexibility to still have your favorite foods. There's absolutely no food restrictions in our program. We do offer advice and support on healthy meals to eat. We have a preset meal plan where you can scan the meals and take them and use them at will. We also have a suggested shopping list. We have all these different tools available for you. But long term, we want to show you how to eat for the rest of your life and how to adjust those macros to see more results and to have more success and not be pigeonholed to one framework of doing it. And that is my issue with meal plans. And like, it's also just so hard to curate specific for that individual. I love the analogy of me. I'm not someone who likes fish. Kyle likes fish. He'd be happy if there's options there. But you might also have options where it's like spicy chicken stir fry. And you're like, I hate spice. I hate vegetables. I hate rice. And then you're on this person's random meal plan. And that's why it works better. And it's more realistic for you if you're learning how to log your own macros and you have a family event, you have a wedding, you're going out with friends, where you can still navigate that and still see success. And that is ultimately what is the most important. And that is why we are indeed so passionate about that.
Yeah, it's something that, like, I originally thought meal plans were the best, like, years and years ago. Like, I'm okay to admit my faults. Like, when I first got into it, I'm like, man, like, this is the way, until you realize, like, nobody really actually follows it. And if they did, it's just, they fall off, like Josh said, so hard. And even just like the thought of, I mean, everyone has different things going on, whether it's like birthday parties, weddings, you know, celebrations for work. And I just truly believe, like, the best part about this whole journey is being able to still enjoy those great moments, still have your portion control, still do all that stuff, stay on track. But, you know, just being able to navigate that is like a really amazing feeling. Like, I remember when I would follow a meal plan, I think it was like Steve Cook's or something back in the day, and I just felt like I couldn't do anything. I remember actually specifically bringing Tupperware containers to different events. And, you know, once again, I was starting to see some really good results, but it doesn't have to be that way. Like, you can still enjoy that little thing at the wedding and still have that whatever it is that you want to and get great results. So yeah, I'm very passionate about that one, and hopefully that makes sense. And yeah, just message us. We'll take care of you. We'll teach you how to stay on track. Even for summer, like, there's a lot of traveling going on. Like, a meal plan will be so perfect if you don't leave your house and if you have everything set out, and it's like, that's for you. But I know a lot of people want to be able to do different things, and that's why we will take care of you. We'll get you summer ready, no matter what barbecue you're going to, no matter what event. Like, you will be able to stay on track with that, and we will show you how to do that.
Now, for our next question we have, I find my back is super weak and I'm looking to do exercises at the gym to strengthen it. What would you recommend?
Yeah, really good question. I've been seeing this kind of pop up a little bit more lately, so I'm happy to address it here. And funny enough, I think a lot of times people think they need to stay away. Like, I'll use deadlifts as an example. Deadlifts to me are one of the greatest, especially when done properly, movements for you just for overall strengthening your entire body. They say that that and barbell squats are like the king of all exercises because you target so much. Now, obviously, kind of working off of the previous episode where we're giving you tips for deadlifts and, you know, just making sure you're doing optimal form, like it won't be the best exercise for you if you're just constantly rounding your back and you're just not doing it efficiently. So make sure that you're taking care of your form first there. But I do believe that overall between deadlifts, supermans, you know, anything back extension related, bird dogs are great. And an uncommon answer would be a lot of glute specific exercises. They do really strengthen your posterior chain, and even just, I do believe they actually just benefit to overall back health, maybe not directly back strength, but I do believe that anything glute related, such as hip thrusts, even just regular squats, Bulgarian split squats, they do actually end up making you stronger, starting in your glutes, but working all through your entire posterior chain. And yeah, I mean, those are kind of the biggest ones. It's so important to have a healthy lower back. And I do think that from all of those, you'll be in a really good spot. The other thing would be working off of the whole posture side of things that we were talking about the week before, just making sure everything that we said there is being taken into consideration. But yeah, I'm sure Josh has another answer, but that's what's on the top of my head for that one.
Yeah, and oftentimes easy to do like a lot of the prehab, rehab type of movements and really fixate on that. But if you do find you have a noticeably weak back, it's also important just do some good heavy back training. So start doing some rows, start doing some pull downs, start doing some shrugs if we want to group in traps there. Like the more you can actually build up the strength on your back, I like to see my back as like a big, like if you think of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, like a big shield of support of posture. And I find that can make such a difference. If on my back, it's really jacked up and tight when I'm sitting a lot or just in awkward positions. And I find one way to mitigate that throughout the day is just going on more walks. It's amazing how freeing that is, even just getting more movement, getting more walks in and in general. And between that and a lot of people I know will train only back once a week, start training it twice a week, especially if it is a weak point for you, increase the volume for it, increase the intensity and reap the rewards. Sometimes it is as simple as that. And then you can also use these extra movements as well. These are all fantastic options. And then for our third and final question we have, are there any benefits to fasted cardio? I used to hear about it all the time and still hear about it sometimes from friends at work. Curious to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, another fantastic question, something that luckily isn't being thrown around too much these days, but I still hear it as well myself personally. But yeah, I mean, it was one of those things, like we've talked about myths in the past, but this is definitely one of them where a lot of people would be posting, you know, I'd say maybe like 5 or so years ago, it was like a very common thing of like, you know, you have to start the day with fasted cardio, you know, it helps you decrease fat much faster and all this stuff. But the truth is, you know, I think this is where some people struggle even to this day, is paying attention to like the small nitty gritty, such as like meal timing, such as trying to do stuff like this, but they won't, even supplements I'll categorize into that kind of scope there, but they won't pay attention to the most important stuff like total calorie intake, like, you know, the overall strength training, like stress management, like sleep and stuff as well. And so personally speaking, I don't believe the benefits are there, and it has been busted over and over again. You know, once again, they did say in some of the things before that in that current time frame, like you would be burning more calories like upon waking up, getting your fasted cardio, but at the end of the day, everything ends up equaling out. So it doesn't actually provide to have long-term benefits versus just having a meal or doing cardio at any point in the day. So yeah, I definitely wouldn't worry about it. I definitely wouldn't stress. If you know, have a banana, have whatever you want. Once again, the most important thing is the overall total calorie intake, the overall how many calories you burn versus how many calories you consume. That's what's gonna make the biggest difference. And if you're paying attention to stuff like this, like it's just not gonna be worth it. Now, if you want to wake up and like you do cardio first and you just don't want to eat anything, like that's no problem at all. I just don't believe the benefits are there for you to say, hey, I'm going to skip a meal so I can, you know, burn more calories and, you know, lose more fat this way. So yeah, that's my personal viewpoint. Hopefully that makes sense. We can definitely back up lots of studies out there with this claim, but I'm sure this helps you in some way or another.
Yeah, that was all the buzz, fasted cardio, and there's something noble about it. It's like, I'm at the gym, I have no food, I'm getting this cardio done, I'm burning more fat, and there's this belief that you're going to somehow magically burn more fat because you have no food in your system, because the argument is, and the bro-y response is, well, if you have no food to burn, your body's just going to burn fat, and that's the most efficient way to do it. But that is a very massive simplification of how that actually works, and that is not the case. And to Kyle's point, it really does net out, and I find fasted cardio and fasted training is more of a detriment because you don't have glycogen in your system. You don't have fuel for your body to use. And yes, you can have some from the last day, but oftentimes I find this is where people get lightheaded. They'll be really limited in how they can push themselves. And for me, like, a good solid breakfast has been such a game changer for training intensity. I'm able to train longer. I'm not getting lightheaded. I'm not getting hungry during the workout. And these are all really important because when any of these happen, it absolutely destroys my workout intensity. And if you are getting lightheaded, I highly, highly recommend drinking water. And I understand for some people, they go fasted because they go at 4 a.m. or whatever it may be. And I can totally respect that. And that's where usually I'll advise, like, have a little bit of fruit, have banana, have something at least for your body to work through. Give yourself some degree of fuel. You'll even see athletes who burn a ton of calories or in a slight bulk. They'll do things like having intra-carbs for their workouts or different things like that, or a Gatorade. And I think it's very rare that something like that would be needed, but having some degree of fuel in your system is going to be your friend. You could also toy with having a bigger dinner the night before if you really do truly have a scheduling difference. But everyone's so different. Some people love training fasted. It doesn't affect their intensity at all. They get more clarity. They feel good. If that is you, there is nothing wrong with that, just the same. And you can use that, but it isn't inherently superior over not doing it, is what we're going to get at today. So the answer, as usual, is it depends, but we wanted to give you some more context behind that as to why that is. And we want to thank you for tuning in with us today. If you want to ask a question for a future episode, follow us on Instagram, shoot us a DM there. We will add it to the list. And the chances are, if you have a question, someone else is likely thinking it too. So our Instagram is at ColossusFit, ColossusFit. We look forward to communicating with you over there. Hit us with a follow. And we want to thank you once again for tuning in. I know you're probably ready to get in the best shape of your life for this summer, so let's make this a year that actually happens. Hit us up on Instagram there again with the keyword summer special to get started with coaching at a phenomenal deal. Peace out.